trapped between the right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth.
Discovered this thing, like somebody put it tweeted it online on Twitter, obviously, and I looked at it and I was like, okay, what is this? And then it opens up on my phone and you could just see the outlines of the insults because I don't have New York Times, so I had to literally pay for New York Times to get into this, and it's blown my mind ever since I've discovered it. It's such a Library of Alexandria of some of the most vicious tweets that a former president has ever had. It's incredible.
It's very impressive. Is that why I'm able to access it? Because you linked me to it? Because I don't have a New York Times thing.
Oh, I hope. Well, I hope so. Because I guess that's what I did with Aaron, too. Good. Well, at least you can see the whole thing. To me, also, this should really just be a matter of public record, you know?
It should be. It should be published, yeah.
This is definitely... All right. Well, good. So what I had you guys do... And by the way, all the listeners, I'm going to put the same link in the description, so hopefully you can get into it. And if you can't, just give them a dollar. It really is worth it for a scroll through. It's really good.
Yeah, I would say as hesitant as I and anyone listening to this would be to give any money to any mainstream media outlet, this article is incredible. I mean, it is absolutely worth a dollar. It's worth $10.
Mm-hmm. It's the journalism equivalent of when you finally find a recipe without three paragraphs of description in front of it. It's like a real gold mine.
It really is
exactly what you want.
It's what the doctor ordered.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What you want them to see is that this article is just blowing up.
Yeah, do that too. Because you want more. Yeah, that's true, actually, because we want more of this. More statistical news.
Guide the New York Times in our direction using market forces.
Uh-huh. We're going to go in order. I've selected 30 names here who are familiar probably to all of our listeners. There's a couple that I missed that in going through the second time over, I do regret, but maybe that'll convince the listeners that they should go and look for themselves. Again, in the description. But I got 30 names for us, and we can go down them. What I've done, for everyone's convenience, is I've given the name, and I just took Wikipedia's description of the person, the first paragraph or two, depending how long they were. And then we'll go, how about we do this? Aaron, and then Carr, and then Bird. That's the order we'll go in for revealing our insults. Is that okay, Aaron? Because I know you just briefly scrolled this one. You think you could pull one out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll pull something out of my ass as usual.
All right. Well, direct yourself
and
over
to... And then
put
something right back in.
The Justin Amash, speaking of, the Justin Amash area. So maybe I'll give the description first. Okay, so who's Justin Amash? Justin Amash was a member of the U.S. House representing Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. He assumed office in 2011. Prior to his service in the U.S. House, he served on one term in the Michigan House of Representatives. He voted to impeach Trump and is a well-known Trump foe. Aaron, what do you think about his insults to Justin Amash? Which one is jumping out to you?
I'm going to go with one of his more common ones, a total lightweight. I think that pretty much encapsulates Justin Amash pretty well. Mm-hmm. He's not a heavyweight by any means.
No, not a heavyweight.
In contrast to heavyweights, he is very light.
Lightweighted. Carr?
Justin Amash, I personally liked the comment, never a fan. like there would be a meaningful reason that he would have been a fan at any time. like Justin Amash more or less like came on the scene, you know, pretty recently. And, like,
never a fan.
Never a fan. Contrary to what you might have think.
Yeah, go ahead.
Never a fan.
You can actually scroll over it. If you scroll over, you can read the full context of the tweet. And you and Aaron actually picked the same tweet. Never a fan of Justin Amash, a total lightweight who opposes me and some of our great Republican ideas and policies just for the sake of getting his name out there through controversy. It's incredible. Mine is a total loser.
Yeah. So and funny. I believe that's got an exclamation point too, right? I love
it does.
Those.
A total loser.
A total
great
loser.
News for the Republican Party, as one of the dumbest and most disloyal men in Congress is quitting the party. No collusion, no obstruction. Knew he couldn't get the nomination to run for the great state of Michigan. Already being challenged for a seat. A total loser.
So there's all something right. about there's something about his tweets where he uses very like second grade words that makes it even more cutting. Like just calling someone dumb, like is really like kind of offensive.
It's
more offensive than calling him a shithead or something like that. It's like, no, he's just kind of dumb. He's dim. He's just not that bright. And there's something about that that's so funny.
All right, the infamous Steve Bannon. Stephen Kevin Bannon is an American media executive, political strategist, and former investment banker who served as the White House chief of staff or chief strategist in the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump for the first 7 months. He was a former executive chairman of Breitbart News, and he previously served on the board of the infamous Cambridge Analytica. Aaron, what's your favorite insult from old Trump to Steve?
So the tweet goes like this. Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mine is cried when he got fired.
That was mine too. So it was all encompassing. It's so
that's
funny.
That's one cutting tweet.
Because you know Steve Bannon did not cry when he got fired. Like, man. Like, he's
and
a grown
he did,
man.
It's just a funny thing to highlight if he actually did cry. It's just kind of like brutal.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it would be funnier if he actually did cry and Trump pointed it out, or if
exactly.
he did not cry and Trump.
Well, all right. So for the sake, since we all agreed on the same tweet, listen to this one. The Mercer family recently dumped the leaker known as Sloppy Steve Bannon. Smart. It's terrible. Yeah, it's a really brutal one. All right. The next one is Glenn Beck. Everybody who doesn't know, Glenn Lee Beck is an American conservative political commentator, conspiracy theorist, radio host, and television producer. He is the CEO, founder, and owner of Mercury Radio Arts, the parent company of his television and radio network, The Blaze. Aaron, you got a good one for Glenn Beck?
Yeah, because it touches on a lot of people that we hate. Mm-hmm. This one is from January 16th of 2016. Mm-hmm. At O'Reilly Factor, please explain to me the very dumb and failing Glenn Beck that I supported John McCain big league in 2008, not Obama. Big league.
Jesus.
And because big league big is one league. Of my one of my favorite Trump idioms, yes. I got to go with that one.
Oh, that's a great one.
What I'm now kind of cluing in on is the fact that you have assigned three people who were initially drawn together to podcast together because they share almost an identical sense of humor. And so we're all going to pick literally the same quotes. That's the exact
one
I picked out.
Well, I got a different one. I picked a different one up because I'd never heard this phrase before. Failing host Glenn Beck, a mental basket case, loves super PACs. In other words, he wants your politicians totally controlled by lobbyists. Mental basket case.
That's good. That's good. Love super PACs. Like, that's what he goes to bed at night thinking about, loving super PACs.
Oh, God. It's kind of good that we agree because this won't take 3 hours to get through.
Right. Well, we're gonna hit some deep sand when we get to 13, which is where I had to stop. And then I'll be scrambling.
All right, Aaron, we're gonna move on to the next. The President of the United States of America, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., American politician serving as the 46th president, current president of the United States. a member of the Democratic Party. He has served as the 47th vice president from 2009 to 2017 under Barack Obama and represented Delaware in the United States Senate from 73 until 09, where he was famously known for penning his... gets sucked out of the window. All right.
Aaron?
Let's get your... All right,
you want me to go?
Yeah, you know what's crazy about this one? This is the first one where you really see the quantity of the amount of insults.
An immense number of insults that have been hurled at Joe Biden from Donald Trump's corner.
Yeah, really bad.
There's a lot to take in from this one from September, early September of last year. Sleepy Joe Biden was acknowledged by his own people to have done a terrible job on a much easier situation, H1N1 swine flu. The O'Biden administration failed badly on this, and now he sits back in his basement and criticizes every move we make on the China virus. Doing great job.
Jeez.
So, Sleepy Joe Biden, that's the first insult.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Yeah. Acknowledged to done a terrible job in a much easier situation. Calling it the O'Biden administration. And sits back in his basement, criticizes every move. On the China virus, I love that he coined it the China virus. And
know,
all of us
so
people
crazy.
That don't necessarily like Trump just took it and ran with it. China virus. China.
There's China. A lot there.
Think it was China.
I'm pretty sure. I had a lot of thoughts China. About this. Sometimes I wake up at 3 a.m. and I think about it.
Think it's China.
All right, Carr, you? You Biden?
Okay. This is... Oh, okay, here we go. I was hovering over it. It does something weird. Mitt can't be thrilled about this! Exclamation point. Joe also said yesterday he's running for U.S. Senate, in parentheses, again, and totally forgot where he was, in parentheses, wrong state! Exclamation point. Joe has never been a nice or kind guy, so it's easier to find this obvious and rapidly getting worse dementia unacceptable for USA.
Oh wow! Boom! Boom!
Yeah,
boom!
Yeah, just body, ooh, wow. Body blow, body blow.
Can I tell you my runner up?
Yeah.
My runner up is it's a shorter tweet from March of 2019. Joe Biden got tongue-tied over the weekend when he was unable to properly deliver a very simple line about his decision to run for president. Get used to it. Another low IQ individual. So, this was around the time that people were steadily, like the tack to take on Joe Biden if you opposed him was to insinuate that he was like mentally incompetent. Yeah. And by insinuate, I mean like show videos of him talking.
Yes, yeah.
And this really like hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine is so boring. So here's how this week goes. Watching Sleepy Joe Biden make a speech. So boring. The lamestream media will die in the ratings and clicks with this guy. It will be over for them, not to mention for the fact that our country will do poorly with him. It will be one big crash, but at least China will be happy.
God. You know, and it's funny how, like, kind of weirdly accurate all that is.
Circling back.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's kind of what everybody knew.
Let's move on to the infamous Mini Mike.
Mini Mike.
Michael Bloomberg.
Totally forgot that guy.
Michael Bloomberg is an American businessman, politician, philanthropist, and author. He is the majority owner and co-founder of Bloomberg LP, and he was the mayor of New York City from 2002 to 2013, and the candidate for a candidate within the 2020 Democratic nomination for like 3 days. Aaron, your Mini Mike insult.
Yeah. This one is from February 18th of 2020. It's parentheses Mini Mike. What Mini Mike is doing is nothing less than a large scale illegal campaign contribution. He is, in quotations, spreading money all over the place, only to have recipients of his cash payments, many former opponents, happily joining or supporting his campaign. Isn't that called a payoff?
I love all the parentheticals
it's everything
when
you
he
could
speaks.
Want in a Trump tweet.
just shoves everything he can in.
Parentheses, quotations, and exclamation points are like
incredible.
Why would you put spreading in quotations? It doesn't make any sense, but that's what it does.
Spreading.
It's part and parcel of like Trump syntax.
It's his language, man. We're just speaking it. All right, Carr, you go ahead.
Yep. This one, I thought Mini Mike was through with Democrat politics after spending almost $2 billion and then giving the worst and most inept debate performance is in capital, or it's just a capital D, capital P, in the history of capital's presidential politics. Pocahontas ended his political career on First Question. Over. Save New York City instead.
Oh, my God.
He's really rounding the bases. Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Mine is Mini Mike Bloomberg can never recover from his incompetent debate performances. Also, as a mayor, he was very bad under pressure. A chocker.
not a choker.
No, a chocker.
God. I love, I don't think, until we started doing this, I don't think I realized how much he used the randomly capitalizing words like we do on Twitter, and I love it. It's amazing.
yep. All right, let's move on to the wacko, John Bolton. John Robert Bolton is an American attorney, diplomat, Republican consultant, and political commentator who served as the 25th United States Ambassador to the United Nations from 05 to 06 and as the 27th United States National Security Advisor from 2018 to 2019. Aaron, what is your John Bolton pick?
All right, this one's a good one. I gave John Bolton, who is incapable of being Senate confirmed because he was not, because he was considered a wacko and was not liked, a chance. I always like hearing differing points of view. He turned out to be grossly incompetent and a liar. See judge's opinion. Classified information in all caps. 3 exclamation points.
Can you read the part where he stops himself near the beginning? He like says something and then he adds another little thing. Read the first part of it again.
I gave John Bolton, comma, who was incapable of being Senate confirmed because he was considered a wacko, comma, and was not liked, comma.
That one. That one. And was not liked. That one's really bad. Yeah, that one's bad. Carr?
Yeah. So this is a continuation. So I don't have the tweets that it looks like it was in a tweet thread or a chain or something.
Okay.
.. Many more mistakes of judgment. Gets fired because, frankly, if I listened to him, we would be in World War VI by now. and goes out and all caps immediately writes a nasty and untrue book. All caps, classified national security. Who would do this? World War VI by now.
World War VI. That's so good.
Oh. 4 world wars in his first 4 years because of John Bolton.
Oh god.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I got
Bert. I want to see if you get this one. This is my runner up.
Maybe. Washed up creepster John Bolton is a lowlife who should be in jail. Money seized for disseminating for profit, highly capital C classified information. Remember what they did to the young submarine sailor, but did nothing to Crooked Hillary. I ended up pardoning him. It wasn't fair. Oh, washed up creepster. What do you have, Aaron?
That's truly great.
This is my runner-up. Bolton broke the law and has been called out and rebuked for so doing, with a really big price to pay. He likes dropping bombs on people and killing them. Now he will have bombs dropped on him.
Jesus.
Man. Trump continues, like, his ability to pick up a few grains of truth and apply them in these, like, incredibly dumb tirades is really amazing. It's really something else.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's move on to...
God, I'm going to miss him so much.
I know,
Let's move on to low-energy Jeb. Aaron, do you have a... here, I'll read about Jeb. You find your... John Ellis Bush, born February 11th, 1953, he's younger than I thought, is an American politician who served as the 43rd governor of Florida from 1999 to 2007. Bush, who grew up in Houston, is the second son of late former President George H.W. Bush and former First Lady Barbara Bush. He went to the University of Texas in Austin, where he got a degree in Latin American affairs. Oh, yep. You fucking son of a bitch.
Yep.
At that time, he joined his father's successful campaign.
I found the one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one's from August of 2015. Jeb Bush has a Photoshop photo for an ad which gives him a black left hand and much different looking body. Jeb just can't get it right.
No, my God. Jesus. What the fuck?
Jeez. Okay, Carr. What's the Jeb one for you?
All right.
This is from September of 2015, and it's just one sentence. Doesn't end with any punctuation. Actually, it ends with a dash, if they got this right. Jeb has been confused for 40 years. I just like how simple and light it's just.
Oh, mine is, let me get the whole thing. Jeb failed as Jeb. He gave up and enlisted mommy and his brother, who got us into the quicksand of Iraq. Spent $120 million. Weak. No chance. Jeb failed as Jeb.
God, man.
Okay. Oh, this one is going to be good. Here's another wall of insults. Hillary Clinton.
Aaron, I know.
Have fun scrolling through the 56 iterations of Crooked Hillary to find a good one.
Very difficult.
Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton is an American politician, diplomat, lawyer, writer, and public speaker who served as the 67th U.S. Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013, a senator from 2001 to 2009, New York, and from 1993 to 2001. She was the first lady under William Clinton. She's the first woman to win the popular vote in American presidential history, and she lost to Donald Trump. Got one there, Aaron?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's this is a difficult
like one sec.
I'll give you one to start this time then.
Okay.
Let me make sure I get the right one. Here we go. All right. Crooked Hillary Clinton wants to flood our country with Syrian immigrants that we know little to nothing about. Their danger is massive. No! What does it for me is that we know little or nothing about. it's just interesting. No!
I've got one.
Okay, go ahead, Cor.
This one's funny just because of the nuance of the wording. It's not really, I'm sure there are funny ones, but Crooked Hillary's brain power is highly overrated. Probably why her decision making is so bad, or as stated by Bernie S., she has all caps bad judgment. I just like the idea that people have been like interested in Hillary because of how high her brain power is,
right?
And then him coming in and being like, actually, it's highly overrated. That brain power,
yep,
is highly overrated.
All right, Aaron, you got one.
It's all stunned crooked. How many times has he called her Crooked Hillary?
I am.
He did. He called her crooked like 400 times, probably. Actually, hold on. This is probably going to include other people. Yeah, he calls a lot of people crooked.
Oh, here's
one. 200 instances of him calling her crooked.
Jesus.
Minimum. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, this one's from March 17th, 2016. Who should star in a reboot of Liar Liar? Hillary Clinton or Ted Cruz? Let me know.
Let me know. Oh, wow. Incredible.
Let me know.
Incredible.
Let me know.
Here, Aaron, I'll take over. I'll go first now. Carr, you hold up the middle for a while still.
God.
James.
Thank God.
Comey. Yeah, all right. All right, go. Just make sure you get one. All right, James Comey. James Bryan Comey Jr. is an American lawyer who was the seventh director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation from 2013 until his dismissal in 2017. He'd been a registered Republican for most of his life. In 2016, he described himself as unaffiliated. So for mine, I had Aaron. You breathing sexily into my ear again. It's okay. So for James Comey, I have, they are liars, and in my opinion, capital, all capital, traitors. At Lou Dobbs talking about Comey and his dwindling group of friends. Dwindling group of friends. Carr, you got one?
I do. I have one, but I can't find the full context of the tweet, but I have another one.
I'll see if I can type it in.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's just, can capital L leak and capital L lie and makes lots of money from a third-rate book?
Yeah, okay. The full one here is, so General Michael Flynn's life can be totally destroyed while shady James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book, in parentheses, that should have never been written. Is that really the way of life in America is supposed to work? I don't think so.
Man. Really, I see one calling him Slippery James, which is great.
There's a lot of Slippery James Comeys in here.
Yeah,
wow.
It's really slime nice. Ball.
Oh, man. The worst FBI director in history. That's funny. All right, Aaron, do you got one for Mr. Slippery, Slippery James?
Slippery James.
Yeah. So I got, in quotations, untruthful slime ball. In quotations, a terrible director of the FBI. Yeah. Did you already mention that? I heard you say something about that.
No, Slippery, no.
Slippery James.
His handling of the crooked Hillary Clinton case. This is all in. These are all in quotations.
Yeah, I'm looking at this one now. Every separate statement is in quotations. It's wild.
Yeah.
Slippery James sounds insane. Like a character from a Monty Python skit. Like Spiny Norman or something.
Spiny Norman.
You remember that?
Oh,
good.
Man. Yeah.
So God. We got, quote, untruthful slime ball, quote, a terrible director of the FBI, quote, his handling of the crooked Hillary Clinton case and the events surrounding it will go down as one of the worst, and, like, subquotes, botch jobs of history, unquote. It was my great honor to fire James Comey! !! God.
Four quotes in that one statement. Four quotes.
There's four quote, and then like, and then there's quotes within quotes.
Insane. All right, let's move on to
my brain.
Andrew Cuomo. Oh boy, Andrew Mark Cuomo is an American politician, author, and lawyer serving as the 56th and current governor of New York since 2011. His father, Mario Cuomo, held the same position for 3 years. He served as the chair of the National Governors Association since August of 2020. All right, I want to get mine. Okay. All right, here we go. Cuomo, just like his brother Fredo, has not got a very good memory. Okay, Carr, you got one for Cuomo?
Yep, this is during the height of the pandy. Cuomo ridiculously wanted, quote, 40,000 ventilators. We gave him a small fraction of that number, and it was plenty. State should have them on stockpile! !! Yeah, just roasting him.
40,000 ventilators.
We gave him a small fraction of that number, and it was plenty.
I love how he goes, Cuomo ridiculously wanted.
Ridiculously.
He uses the English language in such a unique way.
Oh, he does, really, man. Odd. It's like almost like in the same way that British humor feels funnier like to Americans because there's just certain ways they use words and it's hilarious. Yes. It's like that. It's like a different language almost.
It's so good. Oh, okay, Aaron, do you have one for Cuomo?
Yeah, I got one. So, at New York Governor Cuomo should get his puppet New York prosecutors, who have been illegally after me and my family for years, to investigate his incompetent handling of the China virus and all the deaths caused by his incompetence. It is at a minimum a nursing home scandal. Or capitalize the first letter. Nursing home scandal. Capitalized. 11,000 dead! Exclamation point.
Oh my god.
That's from September of 2022. That's wild. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Bill de Blasio.
So China virus and nursing home scandal.
Yeah, all in one. Wrapped up together, all in one.
Yep. All in the zeitgeist.
All right. Bill de Blasio is an American politician serving since 2014 as the 109th mayor of New York. Member of the Democratic Party, he's held the office as New York public advocate from 2010 to 2013. This one is so good. There we go. This one goes, the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of NYC, considered the worst mayor in the U.S., will supposedly be making an announcement for president today. He is a, all capital, joke. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. All capitals, New York City hates him.
Dude, so I mine piggybacks on that. I'm sure it was around the same time. This is September 2019, and I think this one is even like more cutting, like on the on, like the throwaway like lines and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Oh no, really big political news.
Oh yes, I love this.
Perhaps the biggest story in years! Exclamation point. Part-time mayor of New York City at Bill de Blasio, who was polling at a solid, all caps, zero, but had tremendous room for growth, has shockingly dropped out of the presidential race. New York City is devastated. He's coming home.
He's coming home.
Every bit of that is like a dagger in this fucking kidney. So good.
Oh, man. So good. Yeah, right. That's a really good one.
This one just almost killed me. All right. .. Khan reminds me very much of our very dumb and incompetent mayor of New York City, de Blasio, who has also done a terrible job, .. Only half his height. In any event, I look forward to being a great friend of the United Kingdom and am very much looking forward to my visit. Landing now.
Oh my god.
Landing now.
Oh my god. Brutal.
Oh, brutal.
So good.
That's a great
one.
He
just fucking BTFO'd the mayor of London and then says, landing now.
Landing now.
Anyway, I hope we're good friends. Landing now.
Dude, that's amazing. Like, can you imagine going to a meeting after just totally destroying this dude?
God, man. That's a work of art. That one is a work of art.
Really
okay.
Is.
Next up, the only non-human in this, well, maybe not quite, the only non-single entity in this list, Fox News. Fox News, officially Fox News Channel, abbreviated FNC, and commonly known as Fox, is an American multinational conservative cable news channel, or network channel, based in New York City. It is owned by Fox News Media, which itself is owned by Fox Corporation. Fox News provides service to 86 countries. Jeez. So, mine, the classic Trump go-to, for anybody he doesn't, any news organization that he doesn't like, goes like this. The biggest difference between the presidential race in 2020 and that of 2016 is the 2016 candidate, Crooked Hillary Clinton, was much smarter and sharper than Slow Joe. We even have more enthusiasm, in all caps, now, and at Fox News has become politically correct and is no longer a big deal.
This was around the time that they did.
Oh, Fox News actually recently dipped to the third most watched news channel in America. They used to be the first. Another prophecy for you. Okay, Carr, go ahead.
This one's from actually a couple weeks ago in mid-December 2020, I guess 2 months ago. Can't believe how badly at Fox News is doing in the ratings. They played right into the hands of the capital radical, capital left, capital Democrats, and now are floating in limbo land. Hiring fired Donna Brazile, and far worse, allowing endless negative and unaudited commercials. Fox News is dead. Really sad.
Like, really?
Just oh my God. The timing
Dude,
of it.
I put really sad in the bottom of some of my tweets because of him. Like, that
yeah,
really
I
sad is
I also,
so,
like,
so
and,
good.
And are now floating in limbo land. Like, I don't even really know.
In limbo land.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, God. All right, Aaron, you got one for his opinion on Fox?
Many will disagree, but Fox News is doing nothing to help Republicans and me get reelected on November 3rd. Sure, there are some truly great, all caps, people on Fox, but you also have some real, in quotes, garbage littered all over the network. People like dummy Juan Williams, Schumerite Chris.
Schumerite Chris. Good God. Okay.
Schumer, all right,
we're going to go
faction.
On to the next one. All right, so next up is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Olin Graham is an American politician serving as the senior United States Senator from South Carolina, a seat he has held since 2003. A member of the Republican Party, Graham has served as the chairman of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary from 2019 to 2021. Lady G, one of Trump's biggest fans, was not spared from any of the insults. I have got, yeah, this is from February 17th of 2016. I will beat Hillary easily, but Lindsey Graham says I won't. And yet he got zero against me. No cred. Why does Fox put him on?
Mine comes shortly after that in March of 16. Failed presidential candidate Lindsey Graham should respect me. I destroyed his run, brought him from 0% to from 7% to 0% when he got out. Now nasty.
Now nasty. Is the nasty capitalized? Oh no.
No, it's
it
not,
was.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately. We got the exclamation point, but we don't have any of the other accoutrements.
Okay, Aaron, you got one against Lindsey?
Just out Nevada polls show Jeb Bush at 1%. He should take his dumb mouthpiece, Lindsey Graham, and just go home.
Oh, my God.
That was my second pick. That, when he calls him a dumb mouthpiece, was my second pick. That's
wow.
A really good one. Really, really good one. And then let's move on to the current vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala Debbie Harris is an American politician and attorney serving as the 49th and current vice president of the United States. She is the U.S.'s first female vice president, the highest ranking female official in the U.S., and the first African-American and first Asian-American vice president. Wow, she got two awards in one. What a hit maker. Okay, I have Kamala Harris started strong in the Democratic primaries, finished weak, ultimately fleeing the race with almost zero support. That's the kind of opponent everyone dreams of. It's so cutting. He's just like, you're not a big deal. You're really not. I love it.
I've got
Carr,
this.
Got
this one?
One.
Yeah, this is from August of 2020. I just like the endings of these because they just wrap it up so well. The fake news media. Great start. All capitalizing
yes,
the first
is
letters.
A really good one.
Is giving at Kamala Harris a free pass despite her radical left failures and very poor run in the Democratic primary. There was nobody meaner or more condescending to Slow Joe. Not even me. And yet she quickly evaporated down to almost zero in the polls. Bad.
Bad. Oh, Aaron, you got one for Kamala?
Yeah. Badly failing presidential candidate Kamala Harris will not go to a very wonderful, largely African-American event today because yesterday I received a major award at the same event for being able to produce and sign into law major criminal justice reform legislation, which I will.
That's amazing, dude. Badly, a wonderful, largely African American event today. Badly failing. That's so good. Badly failing is just such like it's two words like we'd never put together. It's so it's good. Weird.
Because it's like, are you bad at failing or are you?
are you failing really bad? I don't know. Former Ohio Governor John Kasich, John Richard Kasich Jr., is an American politician, author, and television news host who served as the U.S. House of Representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives from 83 to 2001, and as the 69th, very nice, governor of Ohio from 2011 to 2019. A Republican, Kasich unsuccessfully sought his party's presidential nomination in 2000 and 2016. This one is brutal. I love this. Watch Kasich squirm. If he is not truthful in his negative ads, I will sue him just for fun.
Oh my God.
that's a great one.
That is a good one.
Very powerful one.
I've got one from August, and this is a tweet that sums up something I really wish Donald Trump did a lot more of, because I think he was very capable of it, and that's kind of playing two sides against each other, and in the ultimate troll move, right? Like getting two people pissed almost at each other more than he himself. John Kasich did a bad job in Ohio, ran for president, and was easy to beat, and now went to the other side, desperate for relevance. Good job by Chris C. in exposing yet another loser! Exclamation point. I assume that's Chris Cuomo. So he's just like totally pitting two people against each other.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh my God. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's good.
I got going to Ohio, home of one of the worst presidential candidates in history, Kasich. Can't debate. Loves Obamacare. Dummy! Exclamation point. Just bullying the shit
dummy.
Out of him.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Dummy. Oh, wow. Okay, let's move on to Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
Kim Jong-un is the North Korean politician serving as the supreme leader of North Korea since 2011 and the leader of the Workers' Party of Korea since 2012. He is the second child of Kim Jong-il, who was North Korea's second supreme leader from 1994 to 2011. He's the grandson of Kim Il-sung, who was the founder and first supreme leader of North Korea from its establishment in 1948 until his death in 1994. This is really brutal.
I think we're all going to have the same one.
I bet we are.
Maybe we are. Okay. It starts with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful than his, and my button works.
I actually didn't pick that one, but that one's amazing.
No, I didn't either.
All right, so whittle it down. Let's see, Carr, what do you have?
This one's from November 17. This one's great because it's just totally like it's. Oh, really? Oh my God. Well, they're probably all great. Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me, quote, old, when I would, all caps, never call him, quote, short and fat? Oh, well, I try so hard to be a friend, and maybe someday that will happen. Like, just totally.
Yeah,
just like,
nope, that's the one I got.
Okay.
Never would I ever call him short, fat.
And fat. Like, and fat. The only way you could do that, the only way you could make that sentence make sense in the traditional English, like, meaning would be if he also said old. Like, why would he call me old? I would never call him old. But he deliberately picks different adjectives and two of them instead of just one.
So, yeah, he always has to double down, dude. He's a fucking badger. He's got to go for it. It's
so
really
funny.
Amazing.
Short All right. and fat.
Next up is James Norman Mattis, the former Secretary of Defense, a four-star Marine Corps general who served as the 26th Secretary of Defense. I think they called him the Mad Dog. He commanded forces in the Persian Gulf War, the war in Afghanistan, and the Iraq War. I love this phrase, and more people need to just say it. Mattis was the country's most overrated general. He talked a lot, but never brought home the bacon. He was terrible. Someday I will tell the real story on him and others, both good and bad. Bring home the bacon. He seldom brought home the bacon, in that fact.
Was, that was actually the pick that I had scrolled over and was I do enjoy that one. And in fact, I think most of the quotes are actually some version of that. I don't know if he tweeted it several times or if they kind of doubled up in the article.
No, he's tweeted most overrated general twice. He's called.
Oh my god! Hold on, here I've got separate times. I've got a great one, but well, I'll let Aaron go first. But this one I got to read after that.
I got the problem with asking for someone to give you a letter of resignation, which you do as a courtesy to help them save face, is that it is then harder to say that you fired them. I did fire James Mattis. He was no good for Obama, who fired him also, and was no good for me.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man. This one's close, but there's a real like dagger at the end. Probably the only thing Barack Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing Jim Mattis, the world's most overrated general. I asked for his letter of resignation and felt great about it. His nickname was, quote, Chaos, which I didn't like, and changed to Mad Dog. So he's claiming that he named him Mad Dog after James Mattis probably developed that over years in the Marines.
His nickname was Chaos. Oh God, that's incredible.
Yeah, that really really cuts.
So there's not many in the next one, but we had to get him in because just some of these are really fucking good. Thomas Harold Massey is an American Republican Party politician. He has been the United States representative for Kentucky's 4th congressional district since 2012. Before joining Congress, Massey was the judge executive of Lewis County, Kentucky from 2011 to 2012. He also studied at MIT. So for him, I have, again, there might be several in this one. I don't know. Looks like a third-rate grandstander named Rep. Thomas Massey, a congressman from, unfortunately, a truly great state, Kentucky. This is all buttressed by commas.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Wants to vote against the Save Our Workers bill in Congress. He just wants the publicity. He can't stop it. He can only delay it, which is both dangerous, and then it trails off.
Yeah. Yeah, these aren't the ones against Massey aren't really as funny. Like, they're not as cutting. I wonder what that is. Like, I wonder.
I don't know, man. Third-rate grandstander is, like, first of all, to be called a grandstander is an insult, and then he goes, you're not even a good grandstander.
Well, maybe. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Really brutal to me.
He wants to excite his populist base that in this context would disagree with his more libertarian leaning base.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we have different ones? Because there's so few here.
Gut him. Well, there's only three. I think two of them are double up. I wasn't
I had that one too.
Okay. Yeah, that is the best one. That's the best one for sure. All right. Carr, same thing.
What's that? Yeah.
I just want to make sure you also picked up. Okay. So then let's move forward to John McCain. John Sidney McCain III was an American politician, statesman, and United States Navy officer who served as a United States Senator for Arizona from 87 until his death in 2018. Previously served two terms in the United States House of Representatives and was the Republican nominee for president in the United States in 08 when he lost to Barack Obama. This is how Trump, if you cross him, he'll get you. The very foul-mouthed Senator John McCain begged for my support during his primary, in parentheses, I gave, he won, then dropped me over the locker room remarks.
Over the locker room remarks.
I love the gut, I gave, he won, in parentheses. Very powerful. All right, Carr, what's your John McCain pick?
I think I've got a pretty good one here. Senator John McCain should be defeated in the primaries. Graduated last in his class at Annapolis. --. Dummy. which I looked up, and I don't actually think that he graduated last in his class, which is amazing.
Yeah, really great. Just a smear. Just a straight up smear.
I had that same one.
That's it's dummy. A good one, man. I wanted to pick that one, but it was one of those where I was like, nah, someone else will get that one. It's really good.
it's even better because I'm pretty sure it's not true.
Yeah, it can't. Yeah, it's amazing, dude. It's incredible. All right, let's move on to the former president, Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama II is an American politician and attorney. He served as the 44th president of the United States. He previously served as U.S. Senator from Illinois from 05 to 08 and is an Illinois or was an Illinois state senator from 97 to 04. Trump giving us some very weird competition here. Great. Everyone is saying I did much better on 60 Minutes last week than President Obama did tonight. I agree. I agree. Oh, God.
Man.
That was a quick one, but Carr, you got one?
Man, I'm searching.
This is another. He really rails him. Here, let me just take another one about the swine flu because he really rails him on that. Biden, Obama, he puts in that order, by the way. Biden, Obama were a disaster in handling the H1N1 swine flu. Polling at the time showed disastrous approval numbers. 17,000 people died unnecessarily and through incompetence. Also, don't forget their $5 billion Obamacare website that should have cost close to nothing.
That's good. Here, I got a good one. This one's really short. Is President Obama trying to destroy Israel with all his bad moves? Think about it and let me know.
What is he implying?
Get some audience participation.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he implying he's reading the comments?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, Aaron, you got an Obama one?
President Obama spends so much time speaking for the so-called carbon footprint, and yet he flies all the way to Hawaii on a massive old 747.
Massive old 747.
So-called carbon footprint. I love
so-called
it.
So-called carbon footprint, yep. All right, let's move on to Crazy Nancy. Nervous Nancy, also he calls her. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Patricia Pelosi is an American politician serving as the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives since 2019 and was previously doing the same thing from 07 to 11. Pelosi has served as the U.S. Representative from California since 1987. She's the Speaker of the House. As Speaker of the House, Pelosi is the second in line to the President after the Vice President. What is Nancy Pelosi? Well, if you according to Trump... Oh, God, I can't find it because he says it so... Okay. Nancy Pelosi needs help fast. There's either something wrong with her, in quotes, upstairs, or she just plain doesn't like our great country. She had a total meltdown in the White House today. It was very sad to watch. Pray for her. She is a very sick person.
Oh man, I've got one, and this is a great one to read because it's full of his usual parentheses and you know the whole thing. So I'm just gonna. I recommend that nervous Nancy Pelosi in parentheses who backed up Schiff's lie, shifty Adam Schiff, sleepy Joe Biden, the whistleblower in parentheses who miraculously disappeared after I released the transcript of the call. The second whistleblower, in parentheses, who also disappeared, and the IG, be part of the list.
Be part of the list.
Oh, it's a very difficult tweet to read.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. Wow. Aaron, you have a Pelosi one?
It's very sad that Nancy Pelosi and her sidekick, crying Chuck Schumer, want to protect illegal immigrants far more than the citizens of our country. The United States cannot stand for this. We want safety and security at our borders.
We want. Very good. Oh, wow. All right, let's get to the rhino himself, Willard Mitt Romney, who is an American politician, businessman, and former presidential candidate who has served as the junior United States Senator from Utah since January of 2019. He's previously served as the 70th governor of Massachusetts from 03 to 07 and was the Republican Party's nominee for president in the 2012 election. So to Trump, Mitt Romney is nothing but Mitt Romney is a mixed up man who doesn't have a clue. No wonder he lost.
There's a lot. There's a lot here. Yes. There's a lot of really good ones. There's certain people that he can really play off of. And Mitt Romney.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is one. I've got a few, but this one is great because of its brevity. Mitt Romney had his chance to beat a failed president, but he choked like a dog. Now he calls me a racist, but I'm the least racist person there is. Amazing claim. I'm the least racist person there is.
I saw that one and it did interest me.
Yes.
But I thought a different one.
Okay.
Mitt Romney never knew how to win. He is a pompous ass who has always been fighting me from the beginning. Except when he begged me for my endorsement for his Senate run, I gave it to him. And when he begged me to be Secretary of State, I didn't give it to him. He is so bad for ours.
Those, by the way, those little interruptions, if you couldn't tell, are in parentheses.
Oh,
yeah, they're in parentheses.
I gave it to him. I didn't give it to him.
I didn't give it to him. God, man. So funny.
Oh, fuck. All right, Bernie Sanders comes next. Bernard Sanders, which is a name that I gave to him as a joke, I didn't know that was really his name, is an American politician who has served as the junior United States Senator from Vermont since 2007 and is a U.S. representative for the state's at-large congressional district from 91 to 07. He's the longest-serving independent in U.S. congressional history. However, he has a close relationship with the Democratic Party. Sanders unsuccessfully sought the Democratic Party nomination for president in 2016 and 2020, falling second place in both campaigns. Before his election to Congress, he was the mayor of Burlington, Vermont. So a lot of the ones that are crazy Bernie, of course, which is like, I don't think Bernie's crazy, but I think this tweet in particular is great. Many of Bernie's supporters have left the area. Did Bernie go home and go to sleep?
Oh, shit. Do you have one on deck, Aaron?
I got another one.
Yeah, go.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron.
I got Bernie Sanders is lying when he says his disruptors aren't told to go to my events. Be careful, Bernie, or my supporters will go to yours. I like the veiled threat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carr, do you have the one that begins with please show a little? Because I want to do
that
one.
This is a continuation tweet. I don't have the beginning of it, but for the more traditional, but not very bright, sleepy Joe Biden, here we go again with Bernie, but this time, please show a little more anger and indignation when you get screwed. That's great. Just inciting them against the Democratic establishment.
So good. All right, let's move on to the mooch, Anthony Scaramucci. Anthony Scaramucci is an American financier who served as the White House Director of Communications from the 21st of July to the 31st of July in 2017. 11 days. Scaramucci worked at the Goldman Sachs Investment Banking, Equities, and Private Wealth Management divisions between 89 and 96. After leaving Goldman Sachs, he founded Oscar Capital Management, and in 2005, he founded the investment firm SkyBridge Capital. He writes... Scaramucci, who like so many others had nothing to do with my election victory, is only upset that I didn't want him back in the administration, in parentheses, where he desperately wanted to be. Also, I seldom had time to return his many calls to me. He just wanted to be on TV.
That's good. Here, I got one. All right. So this one is it ends in a continuation, so I won't continue it, but... this is from 2019, August. Anthony Scaramucci is a highly unstable, quote, nut job who was with other candidates in the primary who got shellacked and then unfortunately wheedled his way into my campaign. I barely knew him until his 11 days of gross incompetence. Made a fool of himself. Bad on TV.
Oh, just whatever that continuation is, by the way, it says abused staff. Oh, God. Aaron, you got one for the Mooch?
I got Anthony Scaramucci, who was quickly terminated 11 days from a position that he was totally incapable of handling, now seems to do nothing but television as the all-time expert on, quotes, President Trump. Like many other so-called television experts, he knows very little about me. And then it continues. Other than the fact that this administration has probably done more than any other administration in its first 2.5 years of existence, Anthony would do anything to come back. Anthony, who would do anything to come back in, should remember the only reason he is on TV. And it's not for being the Mooch.
Yeah, that one is really oddly worded, but his basic point being the only reason he's there is because Trump picked him. Oh, God. It's so good. It's amazing. Okay. Did we miss? Oh, no. Right underneath is the next guy who he's really brutal to.
I know. Joe Scarborough. I forgot about how brutal he was to him because a lot of it was during the pandemic. And it got overshadowed.
Yep. So Joe Scarborough, Charles Joseph Scarborough, is an American television host, former politician and attorney who is the co-host of Morning Joe with his wife, Mika Brzezinski. He previously hosted Scarborough Country on the same network. Before that, he was a lawyer politician, served in the House of Representatives from 2005 to 2001 as a Republican in Florida's 1st District. So he's really brutal to him. He gives him a nickname in this one. I have to make sure I get it right. Okay. Gives him a nice nickname in this one. I must admit that Lion Brian Williams is, while dumber than hell, quite a bit smarter than the fake news at CNN anchorman, Don Lemon, the, quote, dumbest man on television. Then you have Psycho Joe in quotes, whatever happened to your girlfriend, Scarborough, another of the low IQ individuals.
Oh, God.
So in that one tweet, he calls him Lion Brian Williams, who's dumber than hell, is quite a bit smarter than the CNN fake news anchorman Don Lemon, who he quotes as the dumbest man on television. Then you have Psycho Joe Scarborough, whose nickname he gives, whatever happened to your girlfriend?
Oh, just fucking throwing bombs everywhere.
Dude, he wrecks the entire fucking CNN organization. The entire organization. It's insane.
So, this is a continuation, and this is in May, so peak pandemic, unfortunately. Yeah, flew under the radar, but a lot of interest in this story about Psycho Joe Scarborough. So a young marathon runner just happened to faint in his office, hit her head on his desk, and die? I would think there's a lot more to the story than that, An affair, What about the so-called investigator, Read story, incredible, man.
Oh, God.
Like, that is Trump at his best. Like, that is when he is really working for us, even if he's not directly working for us. Just digging up shit and absolutely blasting it out to everyone.
Yeah, incredible stuff, yep.
Man.
Aaron, you got one for Psycho Joe?
When will they open a cold case on the Psycho Joe Scarborough matter in Florida? Jesus. Did he get away with murder? Some people think so. Why did he leave Congress so quietly and quickly? Isn't it obvious? What's happening now? A total nut job.
I love it's that so shit. Good.
All right. Now let's, you know what's really crazy about this one is now we're heading on to Adam Schiff. Adam Bennett Schiff, who's an American lawyer, politician who served in California's House of Representatives as the 28th Congressional District in 2013. A member of the Democratic Party, Schiff is currently in his 10th term and has been serving since 2001. Now his relationship to Adam Schiff was quite brief. It was during the impeachment hearings, largely. And so it's kind of amazing how many insults he has for the guy who he ostensibly had a pretty brief relationship with, as far as I remember. We were all around. I have, talking about Adam Schiff, His lies were made in perhaps the most blatant and sinister manner ever seen in the Great Chamber. He wrote down and read terrible things, then said it was from the mouth of the President of the United States. I want Schiff questioned at the highest level for fraud and treason.
Yeah. Wild.
Yep. This one's from February of last year. somebody please tell incompetent, parentheses, thanks for my high poll numbers, end parentheses, and corrupt politician Adam Shifty Schiff to stop leaking classified information or, even worse, made-up information to the fake news media. Someday he will be caught, and that will be a very unpleasant experience.
No.
Adam Shifty Schiff.
Adam Shifty Schiff.
So, God. I remember a while back, there was a couple times where he called him shit.
Oh, like, really?
He spelled his name with two T's instead of
oh
two
my
F's.
God.
So I actually went off this list and found... Okay. One of them.
You look a hero.
Amazing.
So this one is from November of 2019. Mm-hmm. Dow hits 28,000, all caps. First time ever, highest ever. Gee, Pelosi and shit have a good idea.
Oh my God.
Let's impeach the president. If something like that ever happened, it would lead to the biggest fall in market history. Oh, it's called a depression, not a recession. So much for 401ks and jobs.
Oh, wow. All right, here's an Adam shit. Here's another Adam shit. So funny to see little Adam shit, D from California, talking about the fact that acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker was not approved by the Senate, but not mentioning the fact that Bob Mueller, in parentheses, who is highly conflicted, was not approved by the Senate. Little Adam shit. God. Jesus. All right. The next up is Charles Ellis Schumer, who is an American politician serving as the Senate Majority Leader since January 20th of 2021. He is a member of the Democratic Party, a senior U.S. Senator, and he is the current Dean of New York's congressional delegation. All right. So this is, again, he just uses such incredible... like phrases that I never heard before. Arizona had a 116% increase in Obamacare premiums last year with deductibles very high. Chuck Schumer sold John McCain a bill of goods. Sad. There's no punctuation at the end of the sad, by the way.
Oh,
sad.
Sad.
Sad. Sad. Sad.
I got one from May of 18. Senator Cryin Chuck Schumer fought hard against the Capitol bad Iran deal, even going at it with President Obama, and then voted all caps against it. Now he says I should not have terminated the deal, but he doesn't really believe that. Same with Comey. Thought he was terrible until I fired him.
Oh. God. I got this is from 2017. Meeting with quotes, Chuck and Nancy today about keeping government open and working. Problem is they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked, are weak on crime, and want to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal.
Yeah, like I love the pre-meeting tweets where it's like he gets that out there and lets it ruminate for a while, and then it's meeting time. So insane. You imagine having like a work meeting like later in the day and just like blasting the people that you're meeting with like in the morning and just letting it ride.
Fucking amazing. Fucking incredible.
Oh shit.
Okay. Next up is Mary Trump. Mary Leah Trump is an American psychologist, businesswoman, and author. She is the niece of former President Donald Trump and has been critical of him and the Trump family. Her 2020 book about him and the family, Too Much and Never Enough, sold nearly 1 million copies on the day of its release. Great, she cashed in. All right, I have, and this is starts from a previous tweet, so ellipses, ... will all end up going to the government anyway. Next up is Mary Trump, a seldom seen niece who knows little about me, says untruthful things about my wonderful parents, in parentheses, who couldn't stand her.
Oh, my God.
Dude, yeah, I love that one.
This one is brutal at the end. I mean, I can't even imagine saying something like even whether it's dumb warmongers like John Bolton, social pretenders like Bob Woodward, who never has anything good to say, or an unstable niece who was now rightfully shunned, scorned, and mocked her entire life, and never even liked by her own very kind and caring grandfather.
That's the one I had.
Dude, that's so brutal.
That last half.
Oh, wow.
Wowza. All right. We've come to the close, gentlemen. There's one more name left on the list. Liz Warren.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Ann Warren is an American politician and former law professor specializing in bankruptcy law, who is the senior U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, serving since 2013. A member of the Democratic Party and regarded as a progressive, Warren has focused on consumer protection, economic opportunity, and the social safety net while in the Senate. She was a candidate for the 2020 Democratic Party presidential primaries. I have two here because I could not choose between them. So we'll see if one of you guys picks it for me. Otherwise, I have to say it. Elizabeth Warren is being hammered, even by the left. Her false claim of Indian heritage is only selling to very low IQ individuals. Cor, you got another one? Because I got another one loaded up.
Yeah, these are kind of short, but they're really funny. Goofy Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton's flunky, has a career that is totally based on a lie. She's not Native American. Hillary Clinton's flunky.
Flunky. Yeah,
I might have the one that you have on deck, Bird.
Let's see.
Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to as Pocahontas, is having a really bad night. I think she's sending signals that she wants out. Calling for unity is her way of getting there. Going home and having a, quote, nice cold beer with her husband.
I love the sending signals. That's so good.
That's a lot. There's a lot in that one. All right. No, mine was, it just starts off with a home run. Pocahontas, in parentheses, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a bogus DNA test and showed that she may be 1/1024th Cherokee, far less than the average American. Now Cherokee Nation denies her. DNA test is useless, they say. Even they don't want her. Phony!
Jesus Christ. The bad version.
The bad version.
Sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren.
Oh my God, dude. All right, let's drive out of here. We didn't prepare a sheet for this one because you had to take your PTO card. Can you, off the top of your head, what are we remembering, forgetting? That was a great one, man. What a genius of a president.
Yeah. God. Yeah. No. I don't know.
I'm gonna miss him.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too, man. That, I mean, it's a shame that I only kind of knew about all this because I never followed him on Twitter. Like until after he left, you know.
Yeah, man. If he had a running sheet like this that I knew about, and
brilliant. Yeah, now we don't even have a Twitter. God.
Yeah. Shame. Nope. I don't have anything else, man. I'm just taking my PTO, going skiing. So I don't know.
All right.
Hopefully,
I'm glad we got to take some time off from the news to talk about the stuff that's really important in politics. Yeah. Very good.
So look for my solo episode on Friday. It's already uploaded, ready to go.
I saw that.
Yep. Yep. Car out ahead of the curveball. So
I saw
until
that. Very impressed.
Until next week, guys. Two hands on the wheel.
Squaw.
Go fuck yourself.